Welcome to Voices Love of Freedom.
Talk Radio.
It's always great to be here with you. Always great to have an opportunity to talk about Jesus. And Jesus is the power. And you know what? As the campaign gets moving and people start seeing Jesus first on my signs and my cards and different things, you know, people kind of get a little uneasy because, well, a couple of reasons. First of all, Jesus is not first in their life. Okay, and the second thing is they know that a lot of people do a lot of different things and say a lot of different things, and when they don't know something, we fear things that we don't know, and that's about as honest as we can get on this thing. But let me share some things with you about Jesus today. And as a kid, I was ashamed of Jesus. I wanted to get saved. I wanted to do the right thing. I wanted to follow him. I knew that was the right thing to do, but I was ashamed. Now, when you stop and think about that, you're like, wow, if you were ashamed of Jesus, you know, you can't be Jesus's now. Well, Jesus gives us an opportunity to come back to him. He gives us an opportunity to learn more and more about him through his Bible. And those are the things that brought me back. And as you get a little older, you start to see some things. And, you know, society would have a lot of people say that, well, Jesus is a crutch. Jesus is something for poor people to lean on because they don't have anything. Well, the devil would love for you to think that, okay? But Jesus said, I send you forth as sheep amidst the wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So those people that do go out in the name of Jesus, you know, we're supposed to put Jesus out there for people. But I'm not supposed to force Jesus on you. I can't force him. Nobody could force him on me. But here's the thing. In all the things that are going on in your life today, are they the way you need them? Are they the way you want them? And I almost shouldn't even say that phrase, because with Jesus, you know you're saved. You don't get everything you want. You don't have everything you want now, do you? Now, there'll be some people that say, yes, I do. I'm perfectly content. I have no need of anything. Now, it's hard to get those people to see a need for Jesus. But for most people, most of us could look at our lives and say, I sure wish I had extra help. I'm sure wish that I had someone to talk to and no one else will listen. I sure wish I had something to look forward to. And the hope that you can look forward to is in Jesus today, because it's an eternal hope. I don't know what your life's like. I don't know where you have been. I don't know where you're going. I don't know how many breaths we all have left. Any of us could go today. But at the end of the day, when I stop and I look around at the things, I'm sure of eternal life, not because of anything I've done, but I'm sure of eternal life because of the promises of Jesus. And it's those promises that have brought me through to where I am today. So as we look around and as we study and as we think about some things, I don't know what the next step is for society. Well, I know what it is based on what the Bible says. It says people will get worse and worse. People will not endure the teaching. People don't want to know. But I still believe in society today that there's a high percentage of people who would like to know the truth, not yelled at them and screamed at them and hacked at them. And you know, I mean, the preaching, I hope I'm wrong, but I just don't know that it's doing any good today. Because, you know, you ought to be able to make a clear presentation of the gospel that someone could respond to, is my thought. I mean, you can get mad at me if you want. And I just think that a lot of places, they're going at this thing as an entertainment value, or, you know, and we're getting past the point of being able just to communicate a message to people. And the message is Jesus will save you, Jesus will change your life, and Jesus will guarantee you a place in heaven. Now, what can you change about that? You really can't do anything but surrender to that. Because God's power is something that if you surrender to, he's going to take care of you. Now, you say, well, how do you know that? Or, what if I get killed? What if I'm a martyr? Well, you'll be glad you did. What if you die without Jesus? You won't be glad. You know, it's about as practical as we can make it. Because in our lives today, we've complicated things so much. You know, I look around and I just see all the silly and all the crazy that's going on out here in the world. And it doesn't take me very long to realize that, hey, you know, there's some crazy out here. And due to that crazy being out here, you know, we've got to get into something that is completely true, that is not trying to get a political advantage over you, that is not trying to use you in any way. And that comes from the Bible. It comes from the Word of God. It comes from the plan that Jesus has for your life. Because in my state Senate campaign, for example, everyone should vote for the Christian candidate because he is supposed to be no respecter of persons, because my God is no respecter of persons. So I should treat the poor man with the same respect that I would treat the rich man. I should have the same expectation for the rich man as I do the poor man. And it's one of these things, it is so heartbreaking to see just how some people look beyond other people, how some people think they're better than other people, when at the end of the day, all of us came into this world with nothing, and we go out of here with nothing, and if you don't pay attention, you're going to go through this life, and you're going to miss the real power of the universe, which is Jesus Christ. Because God's plan, it's God, it's about Jesus. You know, I mean, we get into it sometimes at church about who don't come, or who does come, or why aren't they here, and you know, if you don't have some Jesus every morning, this program is for Brooke Lunsford. It's to keep me strong and accountable. Listen, you got to get your own program with Jesus Christ to keep you strong and accountable. If you're just going to church on Sundays and Wednesdays, I don't know what you're doing. But I'm telling you, if you will get into this Bible and study and think about Jesus and put him out first in your life, things will change. Listen, what you think is good right now, maybe you think life is good, but I'm telling you, it can be better with Jesus. There can be a peace in your heart that you don't have today. There's an opportunity to lead your kids to Jesus Christ. There's an opportunity to know that your kids will last forever. If you don't come to Jesus and you don't believe in Jesus and you don't want to hear about Jesus and you think it can be done any time, you will not inherit eternal life. And I've got some wonderful people I know, and their faces blink through my mind when I think of people that we've done just about everything we can do to tell them about Jesus and how to get to him, and they're not interested. And there's nothing else I can do. Some of these people are still a little upset at me because I went too far, you know. Because when you see what Jesus can do in your life, and he's changed my life forever, you see how he can clean up the talk, the language, clean up your actions, you know, help you to be able to fight the things that you used to like, right? Then all of a sudden you start to see his power. Then you start to get into Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and you start to see that he's got a job for us to do, and he wants us to witness, and he wants to be strong in our lives. He wants people to look at us and see Jesus way out in front. Because if Jesus is in my decision-making process, well, think of all the problems we could have avoided. I tell you, it's incredible how my life, I can just think about how much different my life would have been if I would have been saved at an earlier age. You know, one of the things I don't mind to share with you is I could have been a better son. Now, you think about that for just a little bit. But I could have been a better son. You say, well, I'm a pretty good kid now. Listen, there's all kinds of things you can do around your house to make life easier on mom and dad. I know I could have. There's a whole lot of things I could have done differently that would have helped my mom and dad. You see? Now, the problem with a lot of things in life is you got to be 20 and 30 years down the road before you look back and see that. But for the person who could hear that today and recognize that today and respond to Jesus Christ today, man, all of a sudden these things get better. All of the things that are out here in this world get better when Jesus Christ is at the forefront, when he's in the decision-making process. What amazes me is how many times I've left him out of the decision-making process and then got way down the road on something and still needed help. And he still delivers. Now, I'm not guaranteeing that for you, and I'm not guaranteeing that he might deliver you in the way you want to be delivered. But I'm telling you, he brings you through the storms. You see, all the storms of life, they have a beginning and they have an end. They're all getting you ready for something else. Either you learn to deal with it with Jesus Christ at the front, or you learn to get bitter and get further and further away from Jesus Christ. And at some point, if you don't get on the stick here with Jesus, Jesus just turns his back and says, well, go do what you're going to do. Because that's a lot of what's wrong with society today, is God's given so many people so many opportunities, and they haven't come. The church has had an opportunity, and some churches are doing wonderful things. But for the most part, the churches have failed. They failed because they have their own clique in the church. They fail because they try to dominate people's lives. They fail because they try to bring the business of the world and the way the world does things into the church. They have a tendency of looking down. When's the last time you went into a church and everybody looked just about alike? You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm a black man, I go witness to black people. If I'm a white man, I witness to white people. If I'm somebody that's never had a drug problem, I go to people that never had a drug problem. If I've had a drug problem, I go to people that look like me. You know what I'm saying? There's our problem. We don't cross this thing. We don't cross this imaginary crazy line the devil set up. And because of that, we don't reach down for those lower than us. We don't pray for those and have pity for those that are above us financially or some other way. And if you really stop and think about that, I talk to people all the time and I'll say, you know, you have a lot of potential. And I wonder, you know, they're probably thinking, what's that guy want? You see, what does that guy want from me? Because that's what we get a lot of times in life. Because if somebody's nice to us, what do they want? Somebody's this. Well, see, the Christians can be nice to people and not want anything except to share Jesus and share the joy and have you have an opportunity to meet Jesus Christ along the way. See, those are the things that we want to share with you about Jesus. What can you give us? Oh, there's probably something material you could give us. Well, maybe you want a, you know, story in the newspaper or whatever you might want. Hopefully, as a Christian, we grow out of that, you know. But I'm sure there's some that would love a big write-up in the newspaper. But at the end of the day, what I want to get over to you is Jesus is the one with the power. The devil would have you to believe you have all kinds of time. He'd have you to believe that there's no need to rush this thing, that you might as well have fun now, and that some place in your life, when you get ready, you just surrender to Jesus. Well, there's a real big problem with that. That's not how it works. You see, you can only get saved when you feel God calling you to get saved in your heart. So if you're feeling that right now, this is the accepted time for you to get saved. If you say, well, I'm not really interested in this right now, but I feel it, but I'll probably always feel it, there's where your problems can be. And I don't want to see you be that person that misses everything because you thought you knew too much, or you think that the devil or the world or, you know, listen, I don't care how rich the richest person you know is, when he dies, he goes out of this world with nothing. I mean, so you might as well, you can do whatever you want, you can think about being successful in whatever way you want to measure it, but at the end of the line, everybody's going to go out of here with nothing. We're going to have a memorial for you. We're going to come to your funeral. We're going to look at you dead there. And at the end of the day, we're either going to say, man, what a great person. We loved that person. Or we're going to say, wow, what a person this was that had tremendous opportunity and never measured up. But at the end of the day, we don't know who's in heaven and who's not. So I'm hoping it's you. I'm hoping you're the one that's in heaven. Because at the end of the day, without Jesus in your life, there is no heaven. Without surrendering to Jesus, there is no heaven. Without an opportunity to surrender, there'll be no heaven. And if you never see a need for Jesus Christ, I'm going to be praying for you, but I'm telling you what, you better find the need. You better get in that Bible and start reading a little bit. You better investigate this thing, because you're going to be stuck in an eternity of wrong answers if you don't make it happen for Jesus real soon. Have a great day. God bless.